North Dakota Real Estate Headlines. Ward County Building Permits. ND Real Estate Pros Resource. Ward County provides building permit information and services through its official county website. Understanding local permitting requirements helps ND real estate professionals anticipate project timelines, advise clients on development feasibility, and avoid costly compliance issues in Ward County transactions. Review current building permit requirements at fhs.w.co.ward.nd.us/292/building permits before listing or developing properties in Ward County. North Dakota Real Estate Headlines. New ND Property Records Search Tool consolidates deeds, liens, and permit data. PropertyChecker.com has launched a North Dakota-specific portal that lets users search property records, owner information, permits, purchase history, deeds, taxes, loans, and liens in one place. Real estate professionals in ND can streamline due diligence and client research without toggling between multiple county or municipal databases. Bookmark https://northdakota.propertychecker.com/ for faster property record lookups across North Dakota markets. North Dakota Real Estate Headlines. Redfin breaks down ND Real Estate Commission rates for 2024. Redfin published a guide explaining North Dakota Real Estate Commission costs and the factors that influence rates in 2024. Understanding current commission structures helps ND agents and brokers price their services competitively and communicate value to clients. Review the full breakdown at h/w.redfin.com/blog/North Dakota Real Estate Commission/ to benchmark your 2024 commission strategy. North Dakota Real Estate Headlines. Stark County Property Records now searchable online. The Stark County, North Dakota website provides online access to property records and search tools. Real estate professionals in ND can do due diligence, verify property details without sending visits to the county office. Bookmark StarkCountyNDOV.gov. Correct. SEC equals 991-AD6A27509-4CA29E85-7BFC4EFCB9 for quick property record lookups in Stark County. North Dakota Real Estate Updates. ND Office of State Tax Commissioner bolsters assessor training resources. The Office of State Tax Commissioner coordinates with assessing organizations to provide training and resources for local property assessors who determine taxable property values. Accurate property assessments directly affect market valuations, tax liabilities, and transaction negotiations that ND real estate professionals navigate with clients. Review available assessor resources at http://www.tat/local-government-resources-assessors to better understand how property values are determined in your area. Background and context. The HOA documents that matter when buying a condo. Beyond the standard CC&Rs, four documents predict future assessment risk. The reserve study, is the association underfunded? The most recent two annual budgets, the delinquency report, what percent of owners are behind, and any pending litigation. A reserve study funding ratio below 30% is a yellow flag. Below 10% is red. Special assessments in underfunded associations routinely run $10,000 to $50,000 per unit and arrive with little notice. The reserve study is a legally required disclosure in most states, but most buyers never ask for it. Request the reserve study and delinquency report in writing during your diligence period. Background and context. Why your jurisdiction may require a rental license you do not have. A growing number of ND cities require landlords to register rental properties, pass periodic inspections, and pay an annual fee. Penalties for unlicensed operation typically include fines per day, and in some cases, retroactive return of collected rent. The rules apply to single-unit landlords, not just large operators. Enforcement has shifted from complaint-driven to data matching against utility and property tax records. Many landlords discover they were non-compliant when they receive a back fines notice years after acquiring the property. Check your city or county website for rental license or rental registration. 5 minutes settles it. Background and context. When a Phase 1 environmental site assessment is non-negotiable. A Phase 1 ESA is required for most commercial loans and is strongly recommended whenever a site has had industrial, gas station, dry cleaner, or auto repair use in its history. The ESA itself does not test soil. It researches historical use and identifies recognized environmental conditions that may justify a Phase 2, which does test. CERCLA liability for contamination attaches to current owners regardless of who caused the contamination. A Phase 1 performed before purchase establishes the innocent landowner defense, which is otherwise nearly impossible to claim. Order the Phase 1 early in diligence. Turnaround is typically 2 to 3 weeks.